Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Let's kick off this episode with a question. Is your current career what you've always wanted to do? I've met so many people in my industry who tell me that they've started in economics, they were in psychology, business, journalism, and they end up in PR and communications. And, you know, it makes you wonder and think sometimes where you start is not necessarily where you're going to finish. My guest today is the perfect example. She started as a CPA and worked at a mortgage bank and then became an entrepreneur. And now she has 1,300 franchises. Can you imagine? Joining us on the show is Shireen Bazadi, who is the CEO of Home Franchise Concepts. Shireen's company has 3 direct-to-consumer brands under her supervision. So it's Budget Blinds, which is window covering, Tailored Living, that's closet installation, and Concrete Craft, which is outdoor patio refinishing. And each brand is consistently number one in its category. So with that, Shireen, it's great to have you on my show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. What a great introduction.
Well, we think you're great, and we have so many questions for you. So let's talk a little bit about your background. You know, I had mentioned that you were a CPA, and I know that you worked for EY for a little while, and you also were a CFO at a mortgage bank and left the business of servicing mortgage loans and operations to become an entrepreneur. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about your journey and the why behind your transition.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me and giving me the opportunity to share that why with your audience. It was an interesting journey, and I want to say that probably the guiding light through the entire journey was my desire to strike a work-life balance. I loved my career at EY. I enjoyed being the CFO of a mortgage bank with 22 branches and operations. And it was really a desire to be in charge of my own destiny, my own life, and as well be able to attend to my family where I saw fit was the main reason why I decided to go out on my own. I became an offsite chief financial officer. There are lots of growing companies where I lived, where I thought I could benefit, they could benefit from my services, and I could work flexible hours. It was through that that I met the founders here at Budget Blinds, and the rest is history. I became one of the principals here and applied those same principles to my career here at Home Franchise Concepts, and that is to create an environment for people like me, enterprising individuals that want to have a work-life balance, want to be in charge of their own destiny, and really want to get to know what their full potential is. And we have created, luckily, that environment for them here.
Well, I hear so many professionals say that it's really difficult to find the work-life balance. You know, many of us talk about how you have to blend your work with your family to make it a little bit easier. But you definitely, I mean, based on 1,300 franchises, that says you're doing something right, no doubt about it. Did you ever imagine when you met the founders of Budget Blinds, and I'm sure they wanted to take their company to new heights, did you ever imagine that you would have so many franchises and that you would be, I think you're the largest or one of the largest in the world?
Well, thank you. Yes, in our space, we are the largest in our space as to do with home-related goods and products and services. As you said, we, in the case of Budget Blinds, were the largest retailer of custom window coverings in North America. with Tailored Living featuring Premier Garage. We have whole home organization, meaning closets, garages, garage flooring, and that is, we're number one. We service 2,600 cities out of that. And Concrete Craft are our greatest and latest addition, is a newer brand, but in that we are the only game in town for decorative concrete. So to answer your question, in an interesting way, yes, we thought there is an opportunity to back up for a second. When we were really trying to figure out how do we get the word out about our concept, and at the time we only had one, Budget Blinds is the oldest one in of the bunch. When we were trying to get the word out for people to want to join us, we really took a few years of understanding what is the best formula. How do we put together systems and programs in place that would fit pretty much anybody who wants to own their own business? And it took us a few years. It wasn't until about 2003 or so, and by then we had been in business. I had been with the company for a number of years. It wasn't until then that we found the right balance, the secret sauce, so to speak. And that is to create systems, programs, products that would allow any individual that wants to own his or her own business to do so with the reasonable upfront capital investment and low overhead on a going forward basis, and then train them and support them through success. We did that so well with Budget Blinds that once we hit the ground running in 2003, we were bringing on 15 to 20 new franchise owners every month. And we maintained that pace for 3 years. And I'm very proud to say that we have as well maintained a very, very low turnover rate all of these years in existence. So that means we brought people on board that remained in business and have become successful. And so we took that same concept and we thought, what if we create an umbrella company called Home Franchise Concepts, where we can become the home for enterprising individuals that want to own their own business in the same fashion, but maybe different product categories. So then we branched off to Tailored Living featuring Premier Garage and then to Concrete Craft, all along knowing there is an opportunity out there for an average person. Could be a manager, an executive, a construction person, a teacher, a veteran, you name it, male, female, of any age group, that will come into us and this will become their home to own their own business. This is why we want to have a number of concepts. We want to have a number of products that we get to sell, but at the end of the day, they're all aligned with the same principle in mind, to give people the opportunity to own their own business and their own lives. So what a long answer to a short question. In a funny way, we thought it's possible. Yes.
I love that. Not many people answer yes. So I think it was a terrific answer. And I wonder, you know, because you've had such a high success rate, is it because of this formula that you work on so hard as the franchisor that the franchisees succeed? Or is it something, you know, does it depend on the person who wants to own their own business and run with the franchise? What do you think it is?
Well, first of all, I think it's a combination of both. We provide the opportunity for an individual who wants to own his or her own destiny. We provide that opportunity. And we've thought it through. We have put together systems and programs. We negotiate on behalf of all of our franchisees to put the most innovative products in their hands at the best pricing with the best warranties. We have great support. We have support through marketing, all of those things. So we create the fertile ground for someone to be able to grow their own business. What makes an individual then successful is their own heart and desire. In fact, we've been asked many times, what is the profile of the best franchisee? What makes someone a successful franchisee for Home Franchise Concepts? And from our perspective, and that's backed up by some research that we've done through our base, is really it's about their desire. Everything else is here. They just need to really want to own their own destiny. We will support them through the rest.
So it's that passion. That passion really gets them going and keeps them going. Do you see, you know, for yourself, turning it personal for a second. So you were trained in one field as a CPA and you became a CFO. Do you feel that in your role today, there were certain skills that carried forward for you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, being a CFO and a CPA obviously has helped me understand the financial health of any organization. And the principles are in common no matter size of the company. So in that sense, yes, it has been helpful. At the same time, to become a CFO, you not only have to understand numbers, but you have to be able to work with people. It's a C position. And it is understanding people, what motivates them, how to create opportunities for them to work towards their own personal goal has been probably the key to my personal success. And I think that has been echoed across home franchise concepts. This is what all of our executives are aligned to do. So yes, my training in that sense has come in very handy.
Excellent. And what are you seeing with other women as franchise owners? Are you seeing more women come forward? What's that like? What's the space look like?
Yes, we have a lot of franchises that are owned by women. We as well have a lot of franchises that are owned by couples. So even when places where it doesn't seem like the lead is female, they are definitely included in the decision and the running of the business. And that's the appeal of what we offer. We offer flexibility with all of our concepts and scalability. So I always say there are a few times where you have a window coverings or garage flooring emergencies, right? So you can schedule things around your family. And as well, some of the things we do is to provide training and ongoing training. So you don't have to personally, if there's any heavy lifting to be done, you don't have to deal with that. There are places where we can help you train an installer. And again, you don't, on the other side, you don't have to as well be very design heavy. Again, we help you with support with all of that. So our concepts appeal to women because, they're flexible concepts, but they're also scalable. In other words, we have many franchises that are very, very successful because they can add on to and layer to higher and higher sales as they understand their area and their territory well and take advantage of the support.
That's really interesting. I was also wondering about millennials. Are you seeing more millennials that generation embrace franchising?
Absolutely. We have a lot of millennials entering the system on their own. And we now, having been in business for 25 years, we're seeing multi-generational ownership of our franchise systems. Our concepts are pretty interesting. We've been able to stay on top of trends, and some of them are, of course, newer, like organization is a bit newer, or even doing decorative concrete are newer. But even with our window coverings, we've introduced automation this year. And so with all of that, we've been able to stay on top of trends and attract the attention of millennials. What we've also found out is that millennials subscribe to the same principles of flexibility and scalability, and that is our appeal to them.
So yeah, I could definitely see why that would be so appealing. Do you see millennials gravitate to one brand over the other? For example, would they be more on the budget blind side? Are they going for the concrete craft, or it's kind of a mix of all?
I wouldn't say that we necessarily have seen a trend that is significantly one way or another. That's the beauty of having multiple brands under the same umbrella. If we get a prospect in here, they get to choose between all of our brands. And I always say it has to do with what works for you, what you would think you gravitate towards, what product category excite you more, and where you see yourself in your neighborhood, for instance, would like to promote. And And there doesn't seem to be a propensity to go towards any one of our concepts more significantly from the millennials.
So I'm definitely getting the feeling that there are so many resources available and the whole flexibility is there. How does it work out? And you had mentioned training. How much training? How long is, I think you said it's ongoing, but what does it actually take? Whether you're a millennial, a woman, a couple, a veteran who wants to do it, what does it take to get up and running?
That's a very good question. As soon as you become a franchise owner, we come up with an agreement. We turn you over to our training department. And so there's some work that's done pre-training. That's just to prepare you as a franchise owner with what things you need to set up. And then every franchise owner is trained, most of them here at our corporate office, or it could be in the case of Concrete Craft in Atlanta. There is a two-week training that is on-site training. And it really covers a lot of topics from products to installation to how to set up your business to marketing to IT. And then when you leave, you're not left alone for a period of time, depending on the concept, but they're generally speaking for another 90 days or so, you are assigned to an individual support person in-house that will follow up with you just to make sure that we answer your questions, that you implement ideas that you learned about and worked in your workshops here at corporate. And then beyond that, we do have robust support and coaching programs across all of our brands. We provide ongoing support that is reactive. If you call into our corporate office and ask for support, those folks will help you with questions you may have. And as well, we have coaching, which is modules that we create. You get to sign up for, and we either meet with you via phone weekly or on webinars and walk you through and educate you through the different topics. We also have introduced a new tool called e-learning. And with e-learning, we actually have a site that warehouses all of our webinars, video collateral that teach folks of the different topics from installation to sales to setup of their business that they can just see when they have the time to do it and as well can share them with their employees. We have, throughout the year, we have what we call SAMS meetings. They're small regional meetings. We do 30 to 50 of them every year. And as well, we have national conventions where everybody gets under the same roof and hear the latest and the greatest.
That's great. Is all of this a part of their initial package, or is this, do you get to a certain point where it's considered continuing learning, kind of like in any industry you're in and you're paying for credits to learn more? Is this just a part of being a franchisee?
Yes. Everything I mentioned is what you receive as a part of your initial and ongoing franchise fees. We don't charge extra for any of these services.
That's great. That's a draw right there. And I also, you know, the e-learning, the fact that you're also tapping into the whole flexibility must be extremely valuable to a lot of your franchisees. So, Shireen, I'm going to ask you to hold your thoughts just for a moment. We're going to take a quick break to give some love to our sponsor. And when we get back, Shireen's going to share the meaning of success to her, and she's also going to offer advice on turning the page if you're looking to begin Act Two in your own life.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment two is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communication and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from awareness to action and impact by offering a digital marketing roadmap. Let us help you foster deeper engagement and forge stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformancecom.com. That's pureperformancecom with two M's.com.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. Welcome back to the show. Shireen Bizotti, CEO of Home Franchise Concepts, and I were just chatting about starting a franchise, the training, how women and millennials are more interested in franchising today. So, Shireen, you definitely found Act Two in your life, in the sense that, and I don't know if I read this somewhere or I heard you say it, maybe it was a YouTube video, but it's almost like you have to get to your layers of brilliance. And maybe that takes a while, just like some of the friends I mentioned who were, you know, working in one field and made their way over to communications. So how can somebody find this brilliance sooner? Because I know a lot of people experience trouble or trauma and then they make a switch, but is there a way to do it sooner?
You are so right. That is something, those are words that I've used before to explain my life's journey. And I have to say, if there is a word of advice for folks that are listening to this with regards to finding their own brilliance, if they haven't already, is to know it exists. Mm-hmm. That we all have something that's unique about us. Oftentimes, we don't take that step because of fear, because we think that we're listening to others. And really, at the end of the day, in order to really bring out your brilliance, you have to give it a chance. You have to give yourself a chance. You need to take that step. What I hope we get to provide at Home Franchise Concepts is the support, the opportunity, the knowledge, the know-how to help you get there if we're a good fit for you. But regardless of whether or not we are a good fit, I believe for every individual, it really makes best sense to just take the initiative.
Yeah, you have to put that foot forward and get over your fears, definitely. Are you finding, and whether you look at this personally with people you know, or even people who come in and inquire about being a franchise owner, do they follow through? So putting the foot forward to say, you know what, I'm just going to do this thing. I want to own a franchise. And they come in and, you know, seek the information. Does everybody follow through?
Well, I think by the time someone connects with us or somebody like us to explore franchising, they've already taken some really good steps. Step one is to, in my opinion, is to say, do I really want to continue living my life the way I am, or do I want more of an ownership of my own destiny? If the question is that you want more of an ownership of your destiny, if you want flexibility, but you also want success, scalability, franchising is a very interesting alternative, because unlike being an entrepreneur that's individually starting a business where you're just out there and trying to figure things out on your own through trials and errors, when you join a franchise system like ours that's been around 25 years, you're basically taking advantage of the lessons learned by the collective. And as well, you have a group here that have experience and expertise in multiple fields. You get the best access to marketing. You get the best access to financial management. You get the best access to IT management. You get the best access to products and programs and how to price. All of those things you get as a result of being a part of a franchise system like ours that's tried and true, of course, that is based on a very strong chassis of experience. So I want to say I have personally found that by the time people start exploring and get to us, I've actually been impressed by how many of those prospects become franchisees. And judging by the fact that we have a very low turnover rate, how many of them stay in business and thrive?
That's great. It sounds like a really good success rate. Do you see yourselves as a family? Is it almost that is a part of your culture to know that as a franchise owner, you can have that support and in your family, you will get the expertise in the marketing and the financial and the IT. So is that like one big family?
I want to say we definitely are a family. We have each other's back. For us here, myself and the executive team, we've been together for an average of 13 years. If that doesn't sound like family, I don't know what does. And we are very aware of it because we are of size now. Being the size that we are, you know, there are places where we need to be definitely more structured. We can no longer just assume we know things. We need to make sure we do good research to get there. But it is important to maintain the essence of entrepreneurship and the essence of family that we were built upon. And I'm very proud to say we've maintained that. And that is one of our goals to continue to maintain.
Excellent. So, okay, let's talk about goals, which you just mentioned one. What do you think is maybe your number one goal and what you're trying to achieve personally and professionally?
It's a great question. I think it's important, and what makes me personally wake up in the morning and look forward to what I'm doing is to provide the opportunity for people that want to own their own business to do so and do it without having a huge upfront investment, which a lot of obviously businesses and systems do. And being there, being a partner to making sure every franchisee is successful. Our number one goal at Home Franchise Concepts is to making sure every franchisee is as successful as he or she wants to be. That is our number one goal. That's our guiding principle. From there, every other success will happen. And every other success will mean we want to expand our footprint to more of North America and the world with all of our concepts. And as well, we want to bring new additional concepts that are synergistic to our existing ones so that when we have someone come to Home Franchise Concepts, they have even more opportunities to look at and see what fits them the best. For me, my personal goal is to do my very best to do right by all of our franchise owners. That is what makes me happy, what makes me want to wake up in the morning. But I've got to say that I have the same goal as all of our franchisees. I will continue to hit the best strike with the work-life balance. That will be my guiding principle as well.
Excellent. And I don't know whether it's now or whether it's 20 years from now, and you're thinking about everything that you've done, what does success look like? What does it feel like? What does it mean to you?
Did I leave people in a better place with me having touched their lives than not? What I mean is, was my impact on people that I interacted with ended up being positive? And that positive could take a lot of different shapes and forms. To some people, I won't be as important. And for others, I may be. But regardless, the question is, did I do the right thing? Did I do right by people? And did I leave them in the best possible place to the best of my ability?
Do you get to hear that feedback? So you definitely put so much in place for the franchisees to excel. Are you there to hear them in their happy moments? Do they share when things are going well so that you know that you've actually put them in a better place?
What a good question you just asked.
Thank you.
It's often very difficult to hear so many people because we expand to 10,000 cities in North America. it's not that that easy to hear everybody. One wonderful chance we have is our national conventions, where we get to really spend days with our franchisees. That's one place that I get a lot of face-to-face interaction, and we have some of the most amazing, wonderful, warm, loving people in our system, and I just can't be more grateful than I am to have them in my lives. So they have touched my life in a positive way. That is the one opportunity. The other opportunities that we get is just knowing, when we look at the results from them, the fact that they stay in business, the fact that they give us feedback through, we have lots of ways of communicating, our focus groups, our franchise advisory council, our mentors, and just people oftentimes just emailing or letting us know in multiple ways through our support system or to me personally. The fact that they believe that they've found the right opportunity, that they do hit the work-life balance they were looking for, that they're satisfied with their business, that by itself is the feedback that I need. And I'm very grateful to receive it a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's really good to hear the feedback. I know for myself personally, that's what keeps me going, knowing that you're making a difference for somebody else. So there's a lot of success in what you're doing. I wonder if maybe, even though you sound like you have a tremendously strong team, your franchisees are poised for success. What about challenges? I mean, even just getting to the place where you are, and do the challenges ever stop? And what should people expect?
I mean, I don't think in life, what do they say? If you're not moving forwards, you're going backwards. Right. There's definitely that. There are always challenges because market changes, the landscape changes, people's appetites change. And I want to say that is probably the number one challenge we face as business owners, whether it's franchisees or ourselves as franchisors. And certainly in our role, we're even more keenly interested in understanding market trends. And so with that, we do have an excellent team that sources the world. We stay on top of trends to make sure that we bring to our franchisees the latest and the greatest. And that is why we source the world. We understand the market. We have people that just do that for a living. And as well, when it comes to marketing, as you can imagine, so much has changed with marketing. It's no longer a funnel. It's just a web mm-hmm. of different ways of getting to the consumer and making sure our voices are heard. Our folks that we have here, and probably the biggest strength that we have is that we currently have 1,300 business owners that are in consumers' neighborhoods, understand their consumer, and can give us feedback. We take advantage of all of that intelligence, and we make sure that we create programs within our marketing that speak to those consumers effectively. And of course, as you know, that landscape continues to change, especially with social media. So those remain to be our challenges, but again, challenges that probably make us better at what we do.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you're staying on top of the challenges, and just by gathering the intelligence and knowing the trends and having people get closer to their customers, that is the way to go. What about instincts? So I know as a business owner, there's a lot of times when you get this little voice, it's in your gut, it's in your head. Are you more about trusting your gut instincts or maybe what other people are saying in your circle, or is it a combo of both?
I truly believe in gut instinct. We do have more nerve endings in our guts, don't we? I feel like even when it comes to opportunities that present themselves, I do check in with my gut. And of course, my gut isn't going to be always 100% right. And I don't even claim to ever personally be 100% right ever. I am sure that I make mistakes. This is very important, therefore, to have folks around you that understand their own area of business, and we meet frequently. We bounce ideas around. We make sure we flesh things out through different lenses. And again, another major strength that we have is that we have 1,300 business owners that can give us feedback. And we're very aware of that. This is why when there are major decisions to be made, or maybe not even so major, but decisions to be made, we make sure we bounce it off of the franchise base. In my opinion, if it passes, you know, majority's gut instinct, then we're on the right track.
Yeah, you have a heck of a network and 1,300 probably really smart business owners. Do you ever go outside of your kind of franchise network? Do you do other types of networking with either industry associations or through friends who have businesses? Do you have that type of inner circle as well?
Well, we as a team, like I said, we have we source the world. So we have a lot of connections across the world with regards to product. And yes, that's very important. And we have suppliers that we stay very, very close to. And of course, each of us have professional networks that we stay close to and use as sounding boards. In our case, we actually also have private equity partners and a very strong board of directors with folks that have lots of good experience, business experience, and we make sure that we take advantage of all of that, as well as research. Data is important. Research that's been done out there, or we commission research from time to time to make sure that we look at parameters that are above and beyond what's within our network.
Well, it sounds like a lot of very good guidance. So maybe now, if you would, give some parting advice. What would you say to people who want to turn the page and do something different in their lives?
I want to first say you can do it. I believe that oftentimes we just know where we want to go in life. If your goal is to have more ownership of what you do, of your time, that you want to strike a work-life balance, stay closer to your family. That doesn't mean you don't want to work less. You just want to be more in charge of your timing. Know that it's possible to do. There are people out there that have done it. I'm one of them. And a good opportunity is to look at a franchise, look at home franchise concepts. Again, because you won't be going out there trying to figure things out on your own. Vet it out, kick the tires, research it. We have good folks that can walk you through the opportunity. If not us, if it's someone else, make sure they do the same for you. And then, you know, hear people out. That's fine. But don't necessarily listen to them, because everybody speaks to you from their perspective, from where they are in life. And oftentimes that just instills fear in you. Fear from at some points in life, it may be useful when a tiger is attacking you, but when it comes to taking charge of your life, you might want to consider that maybe fear is more uncomfortableness. So it is important to put it in context and charge through and charge your own course.
I think it's really good advice. You have to know fear, as in the tiger, versus fear in just moving outside of your comfort zone. So you made a really, really good point. Okay, last question, and it's super easy. Where can my listeners find out more about you and Home Franchise Concepts?
Well, thank you for asking. Our website is homefranchiseconcepts.com. We are as well on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on all of the social media. Each of our brands, budgetblinds.com, tailoredliving.com, which features Tailored Living feature in Premier Garage, and concretecraft.com as well, speak to each of those opportunities.
Well, sounds like you're very easy to find. Shireen, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your journey. It is amazing, your career transformation, and now how you're inspiring others to own their own franchises. So thank you.
Thank you. And what you do is very inspirational as well. Thanks for the opportunity. This is great.
Well, my pleasure. So thank you. And I also want to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. Until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered.